I thought the guys played hard. I thought they did enough to win the game, but there's quite a few technical things they didn't do, you know, as I'd like for the entire game. I think a little bit in spurts at times, and, you know, I think we can get better. We'll definitely get better, and Worcester's a good team. Not taking anything away from them, but, you know, we had a good chance to win it tonight and came down to free throws and some other things that, you know, we didn't end up on the right side of.
Seemed to have a really good start to that first quarter, though.
Yeah, they came out with great energy. The team, you could tell they were focused. They wanted to win. They did what they were supposed to as far as the first little bit of the game went. And then eventually, as the Worcester changed defense a little bit, kind of wore on us, and we made some, you know, kind of slow us down, got us out of our tempo. But despite that, they hit some shots. And we kept grinding, and we stayed with. We did a good job not falling apart, and just really banding together, so it was good.
Alex Iwuemone really kind of hurt you tonight for Worcester.
Yeah, he had a great second quarter, third quarter. Got in foul trouble, but he really shot him into it in the second quarter. He really got hot, and some of them were our fault. Some of them was just tough shots from him.
And then you're trailing eight coming into the final quarter. Get it back to tied game at 70-all, and then just talk me through the way it finished.
We were able to go up. They came back and scored, I believe, and then we missed a couple free throws to kind of probably not steal the game, but put us in a good position in the driver's seat. And we missed a second free throw, a bit of a broken play, and they got a tip and went at the buzzer.
Free throws tonight, 11 missed, I think it was, in the end. How much did that kind of impact on the game?
I think it definitely did. I think we had a chance to maybe go up by four or five points at one point with free throws. You know, guys that usually make them, like BJ, he led the league in free throw percentage last year. He missed four or five. And John had a good chance of making another couple free throws and giving us a little bit of some breathing room. But, you know, we missed them, and that's how the game goes. You know, it's easy to, you know, get down and really negative when you lose, and easy to take winning for granted. So, you know, I think we've been a team that kind of took winning for granted. We got to get back to understand what it takes to win and get back on the right side of things.
Is it something that's frustrating, free throws, because it's something that you as a coach have little to no control over?
I think it is. I mean, a lot of times some guys, you know, just aren't good free throw shooters, but, you know, BJ's an exceptional free throw shooter, and he just had one of those off nights, and it's not like him. Usually, even if he has an off night in the first half, he'll still make him in the second half, but he just missed a few, and other guys missed a couple here and there, and it just was one of those nights where they just wouldn't go in for us.
Patrick Horseman seemed to be back to good fitness. He seemed in good rhythm at points tonight as well.
Yeah, Pat played really well tonight. You know, he came in, a lot of energy, was aggressive. You know, I think that's what we need from him. We need that kind of dynamic. We can't have him coming in and being passive. So when he's aggressive like that, it definitely opens up things for other people.
First look at your new signing announced today, John Barber. What did you make of his debut?
Strong. You know, he's active. He got a lot of rebounds, steals for us. He, you know, played good defense on the big guy they had. So, you know, it was a good first run out for him. He's still getting acclimated, everything. And he was with us for preseason for a little bit, but he had an injury in his groin and wasn't really able to get as much court time as he'd like. So he's still getting in the swing of things, and I'm sure he'll have a chance to get better as we go on.
What does he bring to the squad? Obviously, a 29-year-old, he's played in Europe, he's played in New Zealand, he's played in the NBA program as well.
He's just, you know, he's mature. He knows how to play the game. He doesn't panic, fluster. He's just a solid player, and he's a low post presence, as well as a pretty good shooter out to the three-point line. So that kind of fills a lot of gaps for us as far as rebounding and someone that's just a little more of a steady head on the court sometimes.
You passed on him when it came up in October. Why bring him in now?
I think we just, going forward, we didn't realize some things. Guys got hurt. We kind of seen the holes in our roster. A lot of it was rebounding size, depth-wise. We were pretty small, and guys like Pat and Allen really aren't that banging type of big guy. They need to be on the perimeter a little bit more, so we needed to fill that role as someone who could play down low.
Are you concerned about his groin injury going forward?
No, that was months ago, so he's good now.
It's been an inconsistent start to the campaign. What do you do to try and address that now?
Well, there's no real magic formula. You know, you hope guys don't drop their heads and understand this is basketball, this is sport. You lose some, you win some. And we just got to keep on trying to improve on the basics and get our formula down where we get our timing and cohesiveness together.
Next up, you got Newcastle in the BBL Cup. First leg of the semi-final. Thoughts out of that one?
It's going to be tough. You know, they're a good team. They played us well twice now. They have good size. They have guys in different positions that can score. So we have to be a lot more disciplined for someone like Newcastle. They're a very smart, mature, older team.
We talked when Newcastle were last here about their size. Do you think John Barber will go some way to addressing that issue for you?
Yeah, I think he helps us out a little bit. He you know, outside of Tuck, now we have someone else that can bang with Olu, and and they have three, four big guys that play at one time. So it helps us match up better when they play big.
Off the back of that, you've got four away trips as well, and away trips haven't been the best for you this year, yet to win on the road now this season.
No, it's something that kind of was from last year too. I think all of our losses were on the road. Maybe one of them was at home. So we've struggled in the past, despite having a good year last year. The road was our nemesis before. So again, just gotta grow up. Gotta get it done. No excuses.
Is that a mindset or?
Has to be. You know, when you lose, it's easy to look for the shortcut way out and blame small things. And it's hard to look at the team and really address the main issues. But that's what we have to do if we want to get out of our slump.